Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time, and so are a lot of you that live in Florida, because the storm of the century, it turned out to, it's still really, really bad. Like 3.5 million people are out of power right now, but Hurricane Milton, it downgraded quickly. I gotta tell you something. It was the first time in a long time I've been very, very concerned when, you know, the media is hyping everything up and they're trying to get everybody so scared that the world's going to come to an end. It was like the first time I was really nervous. But what did I do? I come on here, I tell you how I'm feeling, and I still pray. And I still put out the old hashtag downgrade. I still put out the old post where I says Milton's not all powerful, right? Can we give God some credit in the fact that, I mean, so many people's lives were spared? It was a crazy thing. You're probably seeing that thumbnail over there from that post. Let me blow it up for you. That thumbnail right there, the Disney in the background, because if you didn't see the show, which I hope you do, if you haven't seen it, because Milton, the whole symbolism behind it, the fact that it has to do with Paradise Lost and a lot of things, and that everybody calls Florida Paradise, and that it was signaling this big, terrible thing, that we were all praying, oh, please, please, don't let it be the end of Florida. Turns out the dream that I did have on September 30th, where I explained that Disney, you know, I was in this dream, and I was in Disney, and it was flooding, and it was devastation, and I was running around, and it was frantic. So it turns out that the dream was pretty true, because the reports started coming in early in the morning about how, like, Milton was just basically hovering right over Disney. And I was like, oh my goodness, because I gotta tell you something. It has Disney has a long track record of being a little sus, you know? Like a lot of their posters basically showing things that seem to be pretty graphic. You know, even Mickey, the logo itself, when it's inverted upside down, it says wicked. There's a lot that has to do with Disney that is pretty, pretty spooky. A lot of people think that there's some terrible things going on there. And a lot of people are like, oh, well, they're going to flood the tunnels, whatever that means. But flooding was what I dreamed about. And so when I woke up in the morning and I saw images of, you know, the kingdom being flooded, everything being flooded, I was blown away. In the middle of the night when I woke up and I saw that Disney was shutting down, you know, its business. It's not going to open again until Friday. I was blown away because this is what the dream was 10 days before today, which is 10-10. The Mickey Mouse watch that everybody talks about. It's been going around for a long time in a lot of circles. A lot of people share this image out right here with Mickey. You could be the judge whether it's 10-10 or whether it's 10-09. Because the storm came in on 10-09. But the images that I saw were on 10-10. I had made jokes about 10-10 being the thing. I had talked about 10-10 winds being the thing. And why? Because 10-10 in Strong's, if you don't know what that is, that's basically you take the Bible, every word has a number associated with it. The concordance tells you what the word would be in regards to the numbers 10-10. And it's the house of Baal. The house of Baal. Baal, who was worshipped back in the day. A lot of people, you know, compare him to a cow, but was all into the child sacrifice. So, and when you got Mickey's logo turned upside down looking all wicked, and you got Wicked actually coming out in the movie theaters. And if you look at that poster right there, it kind of looks like a part of Jacob's logo is what it does. Because, of course, it looks like a keyhole. But Wicked, you know, the musical, now is going to be a movie. The movie's coming out on 11/22. Something wicked this way comes. Or perhaps something wicked is being exposed. Because it turns out the park did suffer some damage, but it wasn't, like, catastrophic or anything else. But the park was shut down. Since the park's been around, it's the 11th time. You know, of course, 11-11. It's like a thing on the channel here. I'm a witness, 11-11. Are you? We're supposed to be witnesses. So when I had this dream, I thought, oh, you know, there's going to be this flooding that's going to come to Disney, and then the hurricane's hovering above it, and then I wake up in the morning, and then all these pictures are flooding the internet, and everybody's going wild saying, Disney's underwater. Whether or not it was real, that's a different thing. Because today, what do we know? We don't know what's true. What is truth, Pilate says? What is truth? Can we find out? Can we find out today? Do we know? Things have to be checked, double-checked, and checked again. I'll tell you what I do know. I do know the fact that I have great faith and I really do seek God. And I was literally praying. I prayed a lot yesterday about this whole situation. I asked them, I said, Lord, you know, if you can help. It's like, you don't want to see this happen. But there was part of me, I got to be honest with you, there was part of me that kind of wanted to see Disney, you know, be flooded, because it really has done some pretty horrible things to, especially franchises that I like. It's made me not even a fan of so many. I used to love Marvel movies. I used to love Star Wars movies. I used to love so much. And it's just, they've ruined everything for me. They've ruined everything for me. If you turn on Disney right now, you know what their big show is? Agatha. It's witchcraft. Everything's witchcraft everywhere you go. On that channel, so many things. Bippity boppity boop, the whole thing. It's all so spooky. It's all so fake. Fake news. You don't know what's real. You don't know what's true. I find it interesting. I have this dream. 10 days before 10-10. 10-10 wins. House of Bale. And I see all those images. We talked a little bit about Lieutenant Dan. Remember Lieutenant Dan? Remember how I compared him? Just last night's show. If you haven't seen it, you should check that one out too. Check it out right there. The show. Lieutenant Dan's this character who decided he was going to ride the storm out. But we don't know what to believe. Because, of course, this morning when, Tim Pool shared out a video and he said, ha, 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 Lieutenant Dan, he got through the night and they were interviewing him and they were asking him how, because he goes, oh, it was all right. You know, I slept like a baby between 12 and 5. And it leads one to believe that this was this storm, Milton. Because, of course, everybody was interested in Lieutenant Dan. But it turns out he had a lot of hair. So the first thing I did was, I was like, well, hang on a second. I just did a show with him. I was looking at his tattoos to see if he had any, he had a lot of tattoos that were very, very suspect. I was looking for some Freemason logos and stuff like that. But the guy was bald. He was bald in the video that I did last night. And then now here he is. He's got a full head of hair. So I put this video together. Just you tell me, what do you think?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's been worried.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I need to cut that line, that anchor that's holding me right here. I'm banging up.
It's been windy. It's a little bit of a down spot now, but are you going to, you're going to stay here, though?
Yeah. I'm trying to get over there.
All right, we're over here if you need us.
Okay.
How'd it go? How did I go?
It was a little rough till about 11:30. I repositioned the boat, and I was heading into the wind, and I slept like a baby from 12:30 to 5 o'clock this morning. Woke up twice to pee, that was it. But other than that, I mean, it's been a great night. I just smoked half a joint.
So the question I had was, I was like, is this a psyop? Or did Lieutenant Dan, you know, have a really great toupee? Did he have which is no big deal, you know? It's like, who cares? But it turns out it was from another storm. But then there was a whole other psyop going on. Because I say that this is a psyop because, I mean, it's really messing with people's psychology. People are putting out fake news. They're lying. So it is their operations that are taking place, and it's happening to all of us. And I started seeing news about this guy being a pretty awful person with a lot of arrests in his past. I mean, the worst possible things that you can imagine. And my goodness, so I, of course, I'm like, well, before I go with that, because I had a couple of people send it to me, before I go for it, I'm trying to track it down to see. Because wouldn't that make sense? This guy, you know, that's, you know, being featured, same day that Disney's being featured. Very strange where the two of them I thought were connected. But it turns out this poor guy, I guess he has some arrests or anything else. But he's like, no. You know, I'm just a homeless guy. And now he may actually have a $100,000 boat. I think, that streamer, Aiden Ross, if you've ever watched him, he, you know, good friends with the Tates. So, you know, you make of that what you will. He's pretty horrible. Pretty horrible. These are the people that get millions of views. And these are the people that can be like, hey, I'll give you $100,000, right? I'll give you $100,000. You went out there and you stuck your neck out. But it turned out, I guess somebody's lying, because we don't even know if Lieutenant Dan really made it through the night. Because supposedly the mayor of Tampa, Mrs. Castor, Jane Castor, she said that the police convinced Lieutenant Dan to go. And it wasn't even a Cat 5.
Police department this morning just saved Lieutenant Dan. He has been rescued, and he is now in a shelter as well. So if we can get Lieutenant Dan to go to a shelter, we can get anybody to do that.
What do you believe? What can we believe today? What do you want to believe? That's what you should be asking yourself, because that's usually what people go on. You know, if they see something they like and they run with. For me, it's like, I don't want to put anything else out there that's not right. Like the instant that I found out that it was between two different hurricanes, I said, oh, Lieutenant Dan pointed out this. And then when I saw that people were like really smearing this guy's name through the mud, and I could have been very guilty of that. I could have been, because I felt like, I'm like, that makes sense. That makes sense. Isn't that terrible? So I reposted to let everybody know. But I think what we really should be focusing on is the fact that everybody thought paradise would be lost, and it wasn't. The only thing that happened is, you know, from my video, that turns out there was blackouts, 3.5 million people without blackouts. But now we're praying that the lights come on big quick. We don't got to wait for 3 days of darkness, like I was saying in my video that was, you know, connected to that 7-Eleven. You got to watch the video. All of this stuff is strange, okay? Life is, it's no more strange than what you're reading online, though. You know, having faith and like seeing life as more important than most people, seeing things as significant. You know, like Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, he was an atheist who fought against God, who said, you know, whatever you want, show me your God. Where's your God? Where's your God now, Forrest? And then the storm comes, and then it's like, you call this a storm? Then you got the other Lieutenant Dan who's like, God told me to do this. God told me to do this. He told me it wasn't going to be that bad. You know, if news breaks that the guy is a really horrible person, now no one's going to take the God part seriously. You see what I'm saying? I find it interesting. I don't know what the truth is when it comes to Lieutenant Dan, this guy. I hope good things come out of it, because it was a great and interesting story that we were fed for a reason. We're fed these stories for a reason. You think that it's done, you know, just organically? Do you know the governor, Gretchen Whitmer? You know her? You know? Do you remember the contested race, the two of them? She just puts a video out, for whatever reason, of her feeding a young influencer girl who's on her knees, like she is, you know, waiting for the Eucharist, for a priest to give her the Eucharist. And she feeds this girl a single Dorito, holding a Doritos bag, which clearly is, you know, propaganda and also mocking the Eucharist, because that's exactly what it was. She took the Dorito like people would do in my mass when I used to go to Catholic mass. You know, you do the hands, or you put the tongue out like that. And that's what she did. It was flat out mockery of the body of Christ, which is the Eucharist, which of course, if you have been on my channel long enough, you know that all these literal things, they're just a symbol for something, because really the body that is supposed to be broken is where we do this all the time. We break the bread down all the time and we share it. We're partakers of this right now, this communion. This is what God wants. God wants us to talk to each other. God wants us to take the things of God and to break it down and to share it. But the fact that, you know, she's doing this, I mean, take a look at this. It's just disgusting. This is the video that comes out after Florida is spared. My goodness gracious. There were videos of like Ron DeSantis crying and everything else. So I think to myself, I'm like, okay, everybody's been given a second chance, right? I'm thinking people that have been looking at the stuff that I've been sharing for a long time, it should be pretty obvious by now that maybe there's a God, you know, that maybe there's more to all this stuff. So I wrote this poem. This was right before I found out that Disney completely flooding and all that stuff was probably AI images. Not taking away from the fact that Disney was flooded and shut down. I want to point that out. Because miracles happen, and then what they do is they'll twist it, and they'll try to, they'll put out a lie, and then once that lie is not true, then it negates what really was true. Disney shut down. It was the 11th time. 10 days ago I had the dream. So I wrote time and time again, I feel God says to both enemies and friend, I prove with dreams that I did send. but who listens and who, like me, can see at the beginning a determined end. Ignore this knock at your door and you'll never explore, is what I think God says. So this time, perhaps we should find the meaning of 10-10 wins without the spin. For 10 days, a dream did show a flood was coming to Disney. It's right there, posted below. It's easy to see for those who aren't blind and can hear me. On 10-10, this dream comes true. Yet another proof is blowing in the wind for me and you. And I feel God saying, and still, most won't have me. Prayers are answered, and it's back to the same routine. Few repenting, hate, division, lies, and more found boldly in between. Trusting in your homes, your finances, and not trusting in me. And so, you've got your second chance. And so, how will you advance? Are you going to continue with your ignorant song and dance? Or are you ready to find me? That's what I think God would be saying. After everyone being spared, I mean, I would really be just, we need to be grateful. We can't put our trust in these things because that could have been a Cat 5 and people's homes could be taken away. And when that happens, you need to know that God's with you. Remember when Israel was set free from Egypt and they were in the wilderness for a long time, 40 years. On the 41st year, they entered that promised land. Just because we're wandering around, it means that we may move from one place to another, but that doesn't mean that God isn't with us. So do the right thing, be kind, be hopeful. And if anything, here's more proof. All right? Disney was flooded, it closed down. 10-10 wins, baby. All right, listen, I love each and every one of you. Please do me a favor, will you? Will you get yourself some merch and support the channel? Uranus is a planet. By the way, Uranus is going to enter into Gemini. This is going to be a big thing in 2025. Uranus has been a big thing on this channel for a long, long time. It's the first piece of merch I ever had. If you want, go to the description of the video and you can get yourself one. It'll make people laugh when you drink your little tea. I don't know why I'm drinking like a weirdo. You can drink your tea or your coffee or whatever else, and it supports me. And hitting the like button if you don't want to get something cool. Sharing, subscribing, all the links in the description of the video. This Sunday, we are doing a Patreon meetup. It's going to be awesome, and I can't wait to see you all there. So if you're on Patreon, thank you for being there, and I'll see you soon. And any of you who's support the work that I'm doing here with PayPal and all that stuff. Thank you. Get the novel. Get the cup. That's just like one thing. Everybody should have a Uranus as a planet cup. For the one reason that the word Uranus, which started off as a joke, we found out over the years that it means heaven. So you literally have heaven in your hands. This is the word in Greek for heaven, the kingdom of heaven. How wild is that? All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.